evening, everyone.
Welcome
to this meeting of the full council on the 18th of May 2026. Item one on the agenda, could we ask for approval of the minutes of the annual meeting held on the 16th of May 2026? Is that the
motion?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move to the chair. All in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Item number two. Are there any apologies for absence?
Mr. Mayor, received apologies from Councillors Aspin, Leeson, David Norton, Dean Norton, Todd Aisey, Barron, Beattie, and Dawson.
Do we have any apologies for the floor?
No.
Thank you. Item number three, do we have any declarations of interest or any matters arising this evening? No. And we move on to my announcements. We have just one announcement, and that is sadly to announce the passing of former councillor Angela Lockrum. Could you please join me for 1 minute silence?
Rest eternal grant unto her, Lord, let thy perpetual shine upon. May she rest in peace and rising glory. Amen.
Congratulations on your appointment to the office you hold.
Thank you.
Yes, it gives me pleasure to announce the cabinet for the next municipal year. Start off with the Town Centre Regeneration Portfolio, and that will be Councillor Rob Kenny. And also Councillor Rob Kenny will become is the deputy leader of this council. Resources Portfolio will be Councillor Ralph Cook. Community Portfolio will be Councillor Jill Hood. Leisure Portfolio will be Councillor Gillian Pardesi. And the Environment Portfolio will be Councillor Ian Fordham. And the Economic Development Portfolio will be Councillor Ant Reid. Climate Action and Nature Recovery Portfolio will be Councillor Tony Pearce. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Item number six is to determine which committees to establish for the municipal year. Shall I fix seats to those committee groups and to appoint councillors to their seats according to the appointments of, including the appointments of chairs and vice chairs as appropriate. I understand that details of the proposed committee seat allocations and appointments to the committee have been circulated. that they are not here to be any contested appointments. So could I ask someone wish to read the proposed details are approved by the council? We can thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Very happy to move the two documents that are before us, one for committee membership and one for representatives and outside boards.
Could I ask for a second then? Councillor Burke, thank you. And we have a vote on that, please. Thank you. Well, item 7, we'll I'll propose it again, please. Leader.
So, Mr. Mayor, is that the
item
7?
I thought
I'd actually done both of them, actually, but yes, if you need a separate one for outside bodies, I propose that as well.
I'd like to second it. All in favour? Thank you. And we move on to item 8, and this is regarding members' access to the pension scheme. Could I call upon Councillor Cook to present the recommendations?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My congratulations also on the recent appointment. Hope you had a really good year. Well, you've all been enjoying yourself far too much this evening. You think you're going to get away early? Well, I'm here to talk to you about pensions.
Yes.
Don't smile, this is a serious topic. Oh, yes. It affects all our pockets. So, what I'm going to say is that from the 11th of May, we've got legislation which will allow us as councillors to access the local government pension scheme. That is a gold mine, the local government pension scheme. It's a really good pension scheme, far better than the teacher's pension scheme. The local government officers really knew how to look after each other when this was founded. It's a really big deal, and a good deal for them. Probably not as good as the civil servant scheme. I don't know, that might be even better. But anyway, there we've got the pension scheme. This council is therefore required to update its members' allowance scheme to allow this. Councillors in Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales already have this access. So we're now following them. And the government wish to ensure a consistent position right across the UK. Now, the aim, evidently, is to remove barriers for those wishing to enter public service and to encourage greater participation. It's all a bit late for me, I'm afraid. But admission to the scheme is not compulsory. It's up to you. You can decide whether you can opt in or not. And any councillors wishing to obtain access will need to have an opt-in using the form. There's inevitably a form, and there will be a form provided for those of us who wish to opt in. Members will actually be receiving further guidance, further information on these provisions in the coming days. So, Mr. Mayor, I move the recommendation, which I think is fairly non-controversial, but we shall see. You thought I was going to go on for a house.
Well,
seconded
by the leader. Okay, all those in favour?
Exactly. So,
I'm so grateful for the prompt. Item 9 is apparently to appoint the town warden for the ensuing year. I call upon the leader of the council to move the nomination.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It gives me great pleasure to propose Susan Savage to be the new town warden, or more need to carry on being the new town warden. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Is that seconded?
That's
the
Yeah.
All in favour? Thank you. And please know that that concludes tonight's business, and I call the meeting to a close. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You can stand it to the Mayor of Peterborough as the Mark Winton retires to Council Chamber.
Mr.